Well, as you know, we're quite keen on playing new music here on Cambridge 105 Radio, but I mean, I don't spend hours going around the record shops and trawling through the new releases. I've got people who do this stuff for me. One of them who's on the line now, she's Jo Hart. She is the founder of Hart Media. Hi, Jo.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. It's lovely to finally speak to you at last, because for years now, you've been putting tracks through to us, and I thought it'd be good to get a little bit of a behind-the-scenes look at how it's done now, because back in the day, and I'm not accusing you of being one of these people at all, because you're far too young for that sort of thing, but back in the day, pluggers literally used to have a bag full of white-labelled vinyl, and they would go round the radio stations, wouldn't they, knocking on the reception desk saying, can I leave you this? I'm assuming you don't do that still, or do you, for old time's sake?
We still do it to a certain extent. Obviously not at the moment with COVID around, so we're not able to go to radio stations. So we still go into radio stations. We still see heads of musics and DJs and kind of play them songs that we're working at the moment. So that kind of old school mentality still happens. I've been in the business for 30 years now, and that side of things has not changed, the plugging. Maybe the way that we plug a little bit more via emails now we have, so that's quite a lot easier with some stations. But we still kind of try and go into radio stations where we can, when we can, and go and see people, because we can sit down with them, have a cup of tea and a biscuit, and play them all the tunes that we've got to try and get played on the playlist.
So, and how does that work? Because nowadays the way music is distributed has just changed so much, hasn't it? I mean, anybody who's anybody can knock something out in their bedroom and shove it up on a YouTube channel. The ones who are a little bit more professional can maybe get themselves onto a label in some way. How do you find the music, and how do you sort the wheat from the chaff, and how do you convince people like us to play it?
Oh, what a question. A great question, actually. It has changed, yes, to a certain degree, where artists now can kind of get noticed via getting streams and putting their records up online and building. There's certain artists that have been signed by that. But there still is an element of bands going out to play and artists going to play and building up a fan base that way. It's still the old-fashioned way. Speaking to their local radio stations, and, you know, if it's good enough, the local radio stations might take them on or might play them, such as yourselves. But you still need a plugger like me or someone like me to kind of get that track to those radio stations' heads of music, because radio stations do get hundreds and hundreds of tapes, or not tapes anymore, or kind of emails about, I've got this new single and la, 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 la. And it's great, but, pluggers will help put it to the top of that list. So whether they're a record company plugger or they're a plugger like me that's independent, you know, we've built up our relationships for years with radio guys like yourself. And so hopefully we've got our reputation out there that you think, oh, it's coming in from Hart Media, let's have a listen to it, because hopefully it should be good.
But that's, you're exactly right. Yeah, absolutely. But how do you wheat from the chaff on that then? Because I'm presuming you get an awful lot more stuff in than you pass through to us.
I do. And I'm very honest with people in a nice way. Anyone that sends, we get a lot of people sending through, oh, I've got this record and I'd like to get it on radio. And, my daughter is like, you know, so I have friends that have family members. Oh, my daughter sings and everything. I will listen to absolutely everything. I really will. And sometimes being in radio for so long, you kind of know what could work and what couldn't work. I mean, nothing is guaranteed. I never guarantee, we take it on and you're going to get all the playlists. You know, you can't do that, because no one can.
Sure.
Because it all depends on the other elements around it, or what's happening, what you're up against, other pluggers are pushing, what other stations are getting from local artists, maybe. So there's different elements. But I think, hopefully, the experience that I've had, I can listen to a track and think, God, that would sound so great on that radio station. And yes, I think it would go. There's sometimes people send through and it's not good enough, or the productions might not be good enough, or the lyrics or the vocals. And I'll just kind of give them a bit of advice and say, look, you're not ready yet. Maybe just go away, get a bit of production, or get a bit more experience. Or, you know, or maybe even just upload it yourself and start trying to get streams and build a fan base. Because the more we have to push to a radio station about an artist or a band, the more we chances that we can get the record on the playlist.
Yeah,
I mean, or on getting played on the radio. So there's so many different elements, but I'm always very honest that I wouldn't take anything on that I didn't believe that I could get some radio play on.
I mean, one of the ones we've had great success with, and one of the ones I like particularly, and we've interviewed her as well, is Cara Marnie.
Oh, she's wonderful.
So there's somebody who beat Dua Lipa to at the Urban Music Awards. I mean, that must be a real joy for you when you actually get one like that and you push her to the front.
Yeah, I mean, she's really starting to come along now, Cara. She's, I mean, I think we started working here about 2 years ago, you know. So I think people also have to realise that when they see artists that are out there, they haven't just come from, oh, all of a sudden they've just come from nowhere. You know, they've have been developed and they've been worked on behind the scenes by us, by the pluggers, by the marketing, by the A&R, getting the songs right, that the artist or the band kind of writing with other people and finding their craft and developing their craft a little bit more. So someone like Cara, she's just getting stronger and stronger each time, and every release that she brings out, it just gets better, and you just think, oh my god, that she is amazing. It's very frustrating because I do think she should be as big as Dua Lipa, and please God, one day she will be, and she will be.
Yeah.
You know, because she's going in the right way and she's got a good label behind her. You know, it's a smaller label, but they're really, really kind of 100% behind her. And I think the team that you get around an artist as well can really help.
Go on then, give us a couple of your tips out of your special bag for stuff for Christmas coming from Heart Media. What should we be watching out for?
Well, Beverly Knight, the wonderful Beverly Knight. Oh, fabulous Beverly Knight, another amazing artist that's been going for a few years now and just gets better and better. She's actually singing a track that comes from a film that was out on Friday, just gone, called The Lost Adjusters. So it was with Luke Goss and Dame Joan Collins. It's a movie that just came out. Beverly does the theme tune from that, and it's a fabulous video of her standing, I think it's in the Palladium, of her standing there on stage in this beautiful dress. So check that out and check out the videos as well, and hopefully check it out. And we've also got the wonderful Sam Palladio, who people might know him from. He played a character in Nashville.
Oh, right.
The country show about Nashville. This single actually comes from the Princess Switch Again. So he stars in that. He is the prince, being an actor singer. The Princess Switch was out a couple of years ago on Netflix. And now, if I'm allowed to say Netflix.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Now the movie, The Princess Switch Again, came out last week. It's in the movie, it's at the end credits, and it's kind of in the movie. And it's his single from that. So a couple of nice little tracks.
Fabulous. Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Well, it's been lovely to meet you. Lovely to find out how it's done. We'll keep in touch because I like to get hints and tips from people because, as you say,
we
get so much stuff through, and you do need someone to sort the wheat from the chaff, and you seem to know exactly what you're doing. So thanks.
One of the things that I absolutely love is finding new talent and just, you know, and helping. So I work with I work with artists like Beverly and Sam who are established, but people like Cara Marnie and various other new artists called Allegra. You know, there's new artists coming through all the time, and it's so exciting to work them from nothing, to build them and be part of that team in building. And we work Passenger, so I'm plugging some more singles here. Yeah? So I worked Passenger when no one knew who Passenger was. And obviously Let It Go was a massive, massive hit. It's now had over a billion streams. And, you know, Jamie Cullum, I worked right from the word go, that no one knew who he was when he first started. I worked with NSYNC before anyone knew. So, you know, I do love working with brand new artists as well. Obviously, it's lovely working the bigger artists as well, but it's also great working those new artists that build and become bigger.
Well, and as you say, you've been doing this for 30 years. You did it by your own admission. To have still got that enthusiasm and energy that you've got in your voice now, that's what these artists need. Yeah, you obviously, it's not a bad job, is it?
It's not. And I thank my lucky stars every day. I work hard. I have a great team around me. And yeah, I love music. I mean, music really helps you with whatever mood you're feeling, whether you're happy. You know, when I got married, you have your wedding song. When you have a baby, you have a baby song. You know, when your first kiss at school, later school, obviously, older
big school,
when
I was big
at least 18, of course. You know, they kind of, music just brings memories. And, you know, my grandmother, she loves Stevie Wonder. Isn't she lovely? You know, every time that's played, it reminds me of her. I think music just brings out the best in people, and but also, you know, helps with the hard days as well and the hard times.
Absolutely. Joe, it's been a pleasure to meet you. Have a lovely Christmas. We'll keep in touch.
You too.
We'll play your Christmas hits. And
thank you so much. I'm just wishing all your listeners, you know, being safe and well, and hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a new year, and let's get through this with great music.